everyone, and welcome into episode number 301 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We have recovered, and we feel great.
For the most part.
I still feel awful.
A week later?
Yeah. Not from the hangover, just my life in general.
Oh, okay.
Physically. Welcome. I'm getting old and broken.
Welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast, where it's a fun, jovial, interesting facts. And then Nick, just right off the bat, Everything's terrible.
Yeah.
Grumpy old man. But we had a ton of fun, so thank you for putting up with us last week. I have a drunk correction to make, or a sober correction of my drunkenness, or sober drunk to make.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, so I inadvertently called Tojo an emperor, and probably an empire, and other EMP-related right. words, maybe.
You said prime minister the majority of the time,
woo!
But every once in a while you would throw in a non-prime minister description of his position.
Title, admiral, general, yes. Right. Other military, space
lord. I
think
he said really bad dude once or twice.
Really? Yeah, well, yeah, he wasn't great. Okay, so definitely general and prime minister is correct, and
yes.
I will blame it on the alcohol, which I know isn't a valid excuse, but hey, I'm the host of this podcast, so I'm going to go with it.
You're
going to
blame it on the goose?
I'm going to blame
it. It had you feeling loose?
Yes, exactly.
That's as far as I'm going to go without avoiding copyright.
Yes.
That's as far as I'm going.
Yes, thank you, Michael. So that is the correction that I promised that I would issue, because a lot of people called me out on that, and I do have a history degree, so sorry, Temple, that I don't remember all of those things. Okay, so I want to get right into interesting facts. I have some bonus facts and a follow-up from a fact all the way from episode number 263.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Way back.
Way back in March, we have an update from a question that I asked, so we're going to save that for the end.
I think what's most impressive is that Lindsay went back to figure out
which episode
she asked that question in. She did the research.
I did, and I'm going to put it in the link dump, too.
All right.
Okay, so Michael, why don't you kick us off episode number 301.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
So, everybody knows there's advantages to being tall. We are a relatively tall group, I would say.
All of my roommates in college were under 5'3". I had so much extra shelving space being 5'9". It was incredible.
Yeah. Right.
So much space.
All the plates above the bottom shelf were yours.
Yeah, and that's where I would put my booze.
That's right.
There you go. But it actually turns out there's a financial incentive to being tall as well.
Okay.
Tall people
make more money or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
So my question is, per year, how much more money is it per inch?
Ooh, that's interesting.
This is according to an article in The Atlantic.
Can you give us a baseline? What is the shortest, what is the bottom level and the salary?
I don't know what the shortest person ever is, but I assume like that's unemployed at $0.
I'm assuming that you have a list that starts at something?
Well, it references a study, so I don't have an exact range.
Okay.
But it references a study that basically says there's a certain dollar amount in annual earnings per inch, and then it kind of plateaus at right about 6 foot.
Okay.
So the taller you are, the more money you make.
The taller you are, the more money. And they've kind of broken it down.
I automatically disagree with this survey. I don't know where you got the information or who the study was, but I'm going to say they're wrong.
Okay.
Because if you're saying that income above a certain height plateaus at a certain level, I'm calling and that level is 6 foot, BS.
Well, you're thinking what? Like
Shaq makes more money than I do. You know, Patrick Ewing made more money than I do. Michael Jordan made more money than I do.
Nick.
Yeah.
So far.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I still have time.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying is that if the number plateaus at 6 foot, you're saying
right, but
that
you're talking about the average person. I mean, there aren't many people that are Shaq's height.
But I'd
also argue that Shaq is in a very, very small minority of people at his height playing in the NBA.
I would disagree.
You don't.
So
here's a different question, and this is a little bit of an offshoot.
What percentage of people over 7 foot are playing in the NBA?
At what height is the majority of your height playing in the NBA?
Because
I argue that Shaq is in the minority of people playing in the NBA at his height.
Okay, so there's two different ways to look at this.
Sure.
Right? I would say that in the world, there are 1,000 people that are over 7 feet tall. Do you have this statistic?
I have the statistic.
Okay.
That's
okay,
why I was being quiet because
Researching quickly.
I was researching quickly. It's amazing when we have working our working internet.
In a studio, yeah.
So the probability of an American between 6'6 and 6'8 being an NBA player today stands at 0.07%.
Okay.
What is the statistic for someone 7 feet or taller? What does that percentage
if it was
become?
3%.
Yeah.
You think 3% of 7 foot?
4 times the
3% of people at 7 foot or above are playing in the NBA.
3%. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Nick?
That's so I was gonna guess it was something like 25 out of 1,000. So that's 0.0025%.
Both of you are pretty wrong. It's 17% of people 7 okay. feet or taller.
Okay. Now, but, how many then, people in the world are 7 feet or taller?
But I think that proves
that,
Michael's
that
point.
That proves my point. What I said was, at Shaq's height, he is in the very slim minority of people playing NBA basketball.
You're looking at it the other way. That's not what I said.
Okay.
Okay. What I am saying is, there are, here you go. I have it right here. How many people are over 7 feet tall in the world? It
okay.
is roughly 2,800 people.
Okay.
I am going to guess that there are 20 of those people play in the NBA.
Over 7 foot? I'd be stunned if there were 20 people over 7 foot in the NBA, period.
You think so?
7 foot is a very high bar.
Okay. Maybe it's 10. Would you say 10 is a reasonable number?
10 would be like... 10, if it was 10, I think that would make a great fill-in-the-blank round.
Right. So here's my point. That would make a great fill-in-the-blank round. If 10 out of 2,800 people over 7 feet are in the NBA,
sure.
How many people between 6 foot and 6 foot one are there in the world?
And far more.
And what percentage of them are playing in the NBA? Is it roughly the same as 7 foot?
So I see what you're saying.
Right? That's what I'm saying is... The percentage of people that are over 7 foot tall that are in the NBA
right.
that are making tens of millions of dollars a year or hundreds of millions of dollars a year with endorsements and everything
okay.
else. If you total up the entire salary of everybody who is over 7 feet tall and divide that by 2,800, and the total salary is everybody who is over 6 foot, who is 6 foot to 6 foot one.
Sure.
And put that number together and divide it by the number of people there are. The salary for people over 7 feet is going to be way higher than the salary of people 6 foot to 6 foot one.
I don't necessarily agree with that, but I don't have a good enough answer why not.
That is, I mean, if there's, let's say.
Because you're right. There is a certain amount of
right.
people that are going to bring up that average. I just don't think.
Hey, I have a current number of 7 foot tall players in the current NBA 2018-2019 season, according to. NBA Advanced Stats something. It's stats.nba.com. I counted. I'm not confident in my counting ability because I was also trying to listen to what you were going to say.
Uh-huh.
Temple, look into this.
But I'll give you the over-under of 20. So pick your...
I'll take the over.
It is way over.
Yeah.
Nick is correct
really?
By a lot. It's over 35, and then I stopped counting. So it's about 40, I think, by my estimate. So over 40. This is, I don't know... It's kind of has their teams and their colleges and things, but
yeah.
sure.
this is player bios, regular season 2018-2019, and there's it says when they're
right.
drafted and
30
things.
Teams in the NBA.
Okay.
There's 12 guys per team.
Well,
right?
let me
360 people. One out of every five is a center.
Is every center above 7 foot? Maybe like
I'm
also
not
just not a big I'm just not a huge basketball.
Tallest
fan,
guy
so.
Currently is 7'3", by the way, and plays for the Clippers.
Okay, I'm not saying that every center is over
Serbia.
7 foot. Every center is definitely not over 7 foot.
Sure.
What I'm saying is that if one out of every five basketball players is a center,
sure,
and there are 360 active basketball players in the NBA, never do math live, right? That means there are 75-ish centers in the NBA.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to say that 20 of them are over 7 feet tall.
I'm not looking that up anymore because
right.
I want to
yeah.
be back involved
right, right.
in
well,
this
one,
podcast.
One out of every four.
Here's the thing. Let's get back to my fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Which has nothing to do with the NBA.
Yeah, but we learned a lot about seven-foot tall people.
Right. But that's my original point was that if this is saying that the value of being over the dollar value is over 7 foot tall. I'm just calling BS on the
I think
article.
We're going to go ahead for and I haven't gotten deep into this analysis.
Right.
I think we're going to go ahead and exclude the 0.05005%
of the population
that pursues professional sports as a career.
Fine. If you want to do that, that's reasonable.
So,
I
feel like there's a lot more people.
I think this is just average analysis, average people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Lindsay. What is the additional dollar amount?
Per inch or whatever,
sure.
Right?
Yes. So per inch in elevated earnings per year.
I'm 6 foot tall.
Yes.
And how tall are you?
5'9".
You're 5'9", so I'm 3 inches taller than Lindsay. And I know what I make, and I know what Lindsay makes.
It does. It actually mentions here, the research suggests that height makes only slightly more of a difference for men than women as well.
Well, we're already starting lower anyway, so. There's my big, huge feminist sigh. but not here, because City Trivia is great. Right. Anyway, so I'm going to say on average, I'm just going to throw out a number, because I don't think that there's a way to really statistically know what this value is.
Is the number on an annual basis, on an hourly basis?
On an annual basis.
Annual basis.
Oh, I just assumed annually. Great trivia question, or great trivia player thing to
follow
ask
up
that.
Question.
Yes, because
yeah.
I should have. I was just going to be like throwing out a number.
Right.
I'm going to say $5,000 per inch per year.
$5,000.
Wow.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah.
Because, okay.
You don't think that there's a difference between men and women, but men tend to be taller and tend to make a significant more amount than women.
So I think gender divide does add into this a little bit.
I think that it is correlated with height, just mm-hmm. on averages. And therefore,
right.
I think that 5,000 is about right.
Men are taller. Men make more. Therefore, taller people make more.
Yes.
Okay.
So working the math out, men come out ahead of women. Therefore, taller people come out ahead of
yes.
shorter people.
Thank you for translating.
Yeah. I get it. For mansplaining.
No, because I mutually accepted that and wanted that. Oh. And it's a mutual respect thing. It's not a mansplaining. It comes from a derogatory, negative place that you feel like, oh, because I'm a woman, I don't know what I'm saying. But
right.
I don't want a woman splain mansplain to you.
And I appreciate that. The I get accused of mansplaining all the time, and I'm like, no, you don't understand. I talk down to everybody.
Yes, that's that. We can all say that here as our devoted listeners. No,
right.
But you got to say your guess, because we've spent way too freaking long on this fact.
That's
absolutely
a great.
I would say we've spent 7 feet amount of time too long on this fact.
So I'm gonna guess that the average salary nationwide is $35,000, give or take, and I'm gonna say that we're talking about increments of probably closer to $750 to $1,000. So I'm gonna say $795 an inch.
This is. I'm gonna stop coming on the podcast.
Why?
$800 is what they have here.
That's pretty good, Nick.
I'm so annoyed every time this happens.
Maybe you gotta get your articles from different sources. Maybe he's reading.
I've
the same
never
source
used
as you.
An Atlantic source before, but that's not
has,
happening.
It
again.
Has nothing to do with the sources. You're asking questions that are good for the podcast,
because
right. people can think them through,
right?
And I just so happen to be one of those people that's very good at that,
right?
I also am.
Please
the person,
explain to me more about how you can think things through.
I am also the person who created the format of the podcast.
Very
so
true.
One could make the assumption that I created this specifically so that I would get more questions right than the average person.
So anyway, going back to this, the analysis does suggest that the extra inch is worth about $800 a year in elevated earnings. One researcher actually told Malcolm Gladwell in his book Blink that we're talking, if you talk about a 30-year career with everything compounding, talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Right, right. Yeah, if you're 6 inches taller and you work for 50 years.
And yeah, like I said, that kind of that increase in salary.
But is that a correlation statistic or a causation statistic?
Well, that's where the second half of the article kind of gets into. Is it a matter of the earnings come from the height or the height comes from the earnings kind of
right.
thing? And it kind of goes all over the place. So one of the things they do say is some studies have suggested that tall people have better social skills and they're more self-confident, kind of those non-cognitive skills that employers are sometimes looking for.
Okay.
It also goes towards, you know, they kind of reference nutrition, and the taller the child is, probably the more.
The better nutrition they had as a child, therefore they were taller?
Therefore they were better off across the board.
So you're saying that height is a socioeconomic condition to an extent?
That's not what I'm saying.
They're saying that.
I'm saying it got factored in.
Right. Okay.
So they kind of factor it all in.
Right.
Just say,
so then,
we don't really have a one, here's the one reason why. It could be a combination of things.
So then I need a little bit of help here, because I'm 6 foot tall and a trivia host.
Sure.
And my brother is 5 foot nine and a doctor with 3 master's degrees and an MBA.
Okay.
And he's an MD doctor.
Right.
So explain how that's possible.
Yet. It's like I said earlier, yet.
I still got time.
You still all got right. time.
Lindsay, you have a fact?
I do. I don't really have a good segue from all of that that we just talked about for half of this episode. We were like, woo, down a lot of the wormholes there. So I, for the last few weeks, had mentioned the Guinness Book of World Records and that I had a fact related specifically to it and video games, which I know are both a thing that you guys enjoy.
That is true.
That is true.
Yeah, I was very proud that after the drunk cast, Michael, Joey, and I stayed at the office until about 9:30 at night playing, what was the game?
Super Mario Party.
Super Mario Party.
And then Overcooked as well.
I had a very fun time, and I very much don't. I'm not good at video games. That's why I don't like them.
Nick Nick did not get to stay and play video games. He got to go home hungover and parent.
Where is my grumpy old man button? Yeah. Grumpy you know old what? Man button.
I'm getting there, and I've earned it a little bit, and I'm just going to accept that that's that and enjoy it.
Okay, so this guy, my man, John S. Bates, he holds the world record for most perfect games of Wii Bowling.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys have Wii Bowled before?
I have.
Yeah, so he set the record in 2011. How old was he?
15.
15.
I'm going to assume this is somebody that has some time on their hands.
Okay.
That, yeah. I mean, that's a great guess.
Excellent guess.
It's definitely got to be a teenager. It's definitely got to be, shoot, what is the record? You want to give us the number of games?
At the time, it was 2,850. And then I'm going to ask a follow-up question because they updated the entry in 2015. And I will ask what the updated entry was as of 2015.
These aren't consecutive,
when was the original?
They?
Yes, consecutive. That's
well,
the record.
No,
right?
no, not consecutive.
Just
it's just total, total bold. Yeah.
Okay, and when was the original?
2011.
So 2011 was the original record, and it was 2,800.
Correct.
And then it was updated in 2015. What is that number?
Well, that's
well,
a follow-up.
That's
question
the second
is
one.
How old is he?
Yes, my actual question is how old was he?
So 2011, the Wii came out in 2006. 2000.
Mm-hmm. I think something.
About 06.
Seven. Something along those lines.
I didn't do a lot of research into the Wii
maybe
part of it.
Hmm?
Maybe 08.
Have you had a 300
in the mid O's?
I have not.
I have not either.
I have not either. Just in real life.
You've had a real
Ayo. Yeah. No. Not a very humble brag.
Hashtag,
it was just a
hashtag
brag.
Humble brag.
No, not even humble. Just a brag.
Hashtag brag. Yes.
I get really mad at Wii Bowling, actually. And uh-huh. I've watched a lot of videos of John S. Bates' technique.
Uh-huh.
He's got it down to a science, and it makes me pretty angry.
Okay.
He uses the two-handed technique, and it just drives me crazy.
All right. If Michael's going 15, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. I am going to say it's an unemployed 34-year-old who still has a lot of time on his hands. I think your goal or your thought process is correct. I'm just going with the other end of the extreme.
All right.
That would not be the other end of the extreme.
Oh, is he 90?
He is 85. Or he was 85.
All right. So my logic was good, just yep. not complete.
Yeah. So he was 85 when he submitted that in 2,850 perfect games of Wii Bowling back then. So now my follow-up question. So the April 2015 entry, which is still the entry that's live on GuinnessWorldRecords.com now, how many perfect games? These are all videotaped. He logs them via notepad, and he's got his records, man. He's
if he's got
diligent.
A video for everyone, I'd love to be like, I'd love to meet the person that at Guinness that has to watch every video and go.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
So how many?
Don't even get me started on Guinness. So it was
so much for me tweeting at them this episode.
2,800 was 2011.
Yep. I'm just gonna for the sake of easy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna double it. 5,600.
5,600, okay.
5,600. See, here's the thing. I know old people because okay. I'm approaching being one myself.
You are very grumpy.
Yeah.
I don't know if John is grumpy.
Yeah,
I think
I'm assuming
like
because he's old, he's grumpy, but he plays video
games
all day.
You can't put everybody into a stereotypical category like that. I'm sure he's a very nice man. Just
okay.
because you're grumpy and old doesn't mean all old men are grumpy.
okay, so two things. One, old people like that, once they set the record, they go nuts on that kind of stuff.
That I can okay. confirm.
So if it was like, if he was going to do like two games a day that he would videotape and then he got a Guinness World Record, like he's going to go to 8 games a day or 12 games a day kind of
okay.
guy. So if two a day got him to 2,800 and if he jumped to 10 a day, that's 5 times the 2,800, you're looking at 15,000 games. So the new record is 15,000.
So as of this April 2015 entry, he was at 20,000.
20,000.
Okay. 20,000 exactly. And then since then, he has added a lot to them. But yeah, he has a very unique style. He sits down in a chair. He's got two hands. He uses a two-handed method. And then he does like kind of a straight angle from the side, almost like in the gutter when you line it up, which I think is super interesting. I also stalked him on Facebook a little bit. So he actually commented on Guinness World Records entry on the website, and he said that he was very upset. Well, he said to be deprived of being in the 2016 Guinness World Record Book Gamers Edition after bowling 2,000 perfect games is shameful.
It is shameful.
And
I
agree with that. John, yeah, we agree.
Right.
So Guinness responded and said, you know, they have to kind of – he was in the 2011 version, but his 20,000 didn't make it in the 2016. And he put it on Facebook, and
yeah,
I get it. We get it.
It is ridiculous.
Guinness on blast.
Yeah, and somebody else named Bill – this is – I very rarely like to read through Facebook comments because it gets to be a very dangerous game.
Very much so.
But Bill apparently is a John S. Bates fan,
uh-huh.
And Bill said, yeah, that is shameful. Shame on you, Guinness. Lick a cheetah's nutsack. And that was his support of John being in the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right. Why a cheetah?
I don't know. It's not related to bowling. All right.
So John was 89 years old when he set the record?
85.
85 years old when he set the record initially.
85.
In 2011.
Yes.
So then he was 89 in 2015.
Yes.
When he did the next record.
I did not friend request him, so I hopefully
yet.
Still
yet.
Active. But he seems to be kicking. So keep bowling those perfect games.
Absolutely. Any idea where he lived?
He's in Wisconsin.
He's in Wisconsin. Very interesting.
I found a great local news story about it, and I watched it repeatedly
for a while. So you have an octogenarian on the high end living in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
My interesting fact is about the U.S. states. I've always said I loved state facts.
The answer is Wisconsin. That's my guess. Lock it in. No, I don't know.
Florida, shockingly enough, is the state with the highest average population age. So most of the old people live in Florida. So if I had asked you all the question, in which U.S. state do most of the old people live, you all would have answered Florida.
You're being so ageist today.
So that
as I understand, Florida for the newlyweds and the nearly deads.
That is correct. So Florida is number one. Which state is number two? What is the second oldest state in the United States?
Is this by average?
This is by percent of population over the age of 65.
I'm going to beat Lindsay to it. Wisconsin, lock it in.
I already called dibs. No.
I think I have a guess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
I don't think so.
Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Number 16.
Okay.
Lindsay?
Sorry, I didn't mean to poo-poo your back.
I was like, see, Lindsay, I mean, at least in the top half.
It's very expensive, like property-wise, and to move there,
which is why I would think you do it at the retirement age. You get your nest egg, you do everything. I'm going to Hawaii. I'm living in Hawaii till this runs out.
It's nice in Hawaii. I've been in Hawaii. It's very nice.
It's very nice.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's super expensive.
Well, everything's got to be flown in.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
except for chickens. We were in Hawaii. There's
pineapples.
Chickens everywhere.
Yeah.
And macadamia nuts.
Yeah.
Love some macadamia nuts.
I could live off of chicken, macadamia nuts, and pineapple.
Yeah.
That's good enough. I'll make do.
Okay. So state with the highest percentage of elderly population.
Yeah. It's the percentage of the population over the age of 65. So if there are 1,000 residents and 20 of them are over the age of 65, that would be 2%.
Yeah. No, I remember reading an article – a few articles, actually, because I think a couple months ago my fact was about countries with the highest population, and Japan is always at the top of that list. And I know Japan is not a state.
That is correct. But bonus fact.
Bonus fact, yes, bonus fact. But that just still is what comes up in my brain. And I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here, brain. But I'm going to say.
There's your secret phrase, by the way. Get out of here, brain.
Ooh, okay. Get out of here, brain is your secret phrase. Michael, what's the secret phrase?
Get out of here, brain.
Yes. Okay, cool. We're stop down to say it.
I love that Lindsay's like, oh, no, Japan, island nation, not a state. But then automatically poo-pooed my island state. Yeah, so I was like, no, it's not Hawaii.
Yeah, and it definitely was not. Okay, what if I say Georgia? Because they just get half, they're like on their way to Florida, and they're like, this is good enough.
Georgia. So this list also includes the District of Columbia.
Okay.
All lists about U.S. states.
Almost
too.
A state. Taxation
right.
without representation.
Every U.S. state fact has 51 entries in it.
Sure.
Georgia, number 49.
Dang it, I was way
third
off.
Third youngest state.
I have another guess.
Uh-huh.
Nevada.
Number 45.
Oh.
Number 45.
Hawaii was a better answer.
Hawaii was the better answer.
Way better.
Okay, so then I'm going to go northeast, and I'm going to say like Massachusetts. Or no. I'm going to say like a Vermont, New Hampshire kind of region.
You always answer Vermont, New Hampshire. They are your Taft.
That's is true.
I stand by my
Taft. Go ahead, tell us.
Vermont, 26.
Uh-huh.
New Hampshire is 37.
Okay, tell us. Just tell us.
Kentucky.
He's going to have to keep searching this. Just tell us the damn answer.
Where do your parents live?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Number two on the list.
My home state.
Yeah, 15.5% of all residents of Pennsylvania are over the age of 65.
Huh.
Honestly, not surprising. Yeah. A lot of people don't leave Pennsylvania. It's a nice state. There's seasons, which I like.
Yeah.
And tasty cakes.
I just got back from California. I could live without seasons. Yeah. I'd be just fine.
So Florida is 17.5%, Pennsylvania 15.5%, West Virginia 15.3%, Iowa 14.9%, North Dakota rounds out the top five at 14.7%.
North Dakota was going to be my next guest.
So the youngest is the state of Alaska. 5.7% of the population is over the age of 65.
Hmm.
Is it because, I don't want to be grim about this, but is it because the old people can't survive
winter?
They
die off the winter.
Well, you guys are being so mean. Love the elderly.
I respect my elders. I'm just saying.
Like, it doesn't sound like it.
I'm just saying, like, Alaska's hard to live in, like, under good circumstances.
Yeah, so they move out, hence why they're the youngest.
Right. So bottom five, or the youngest five, Alaska, Utah, Georgia, Colorado, and Texas.
Cool.
Believe it or not, all of them under 10%.
Wow. Good fact, Nick. That was very interesting. Everybody
Thank
did
you.
Great.
A lot
today.
Of young people moving to Texas these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big. There's a lot of
there's
space
a lot
there.
Of it.
It's where Fixer Upper is filmed or was filmed. It's an HGTV show. Mm,
okay.
Chip and Joanna.
I'm more of a Property Brothers guy.
Oh, get out of here. No, I hate watch Fixer Upper. I'm like, why are you putting white couches in a white living room when you have four children under the age of five? I get so angry. But anyway, speaking of things that make me angry, assassinations of U.S. presidents.
Yes.
Yes.
Segway.
Yes.
So in March, episode 263, my fact was about which U.S. president does not have an official marker on the site of their assassination.
Right. The answer was
Grant, wasn't it?
No. Grant was not assassinated.
Yes.
Taft.
No. Taft also not assassinated. McKinley.
McKinley has a marker.
McKinley
Buffalo.
Has a marker in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. We're so bad at this. Who are the? It's
you're
Lincoln,
always in-
Lincoln, Kennedy, McKinley, and.
Yeah, this is why he needs a marker. You're proving my point.
Buchanan.
No, not Buchanan. He was the 15th. The 20th president. He died in, well, he was shot in 1881. He was only in for 4 months. Big abolitionist. Only president to have an open casket in his burial place. The only, or not open casket, but only casket of a U.S. president on
Garfield.
Full display.
It's Garfield. Yes. It's Garfield.
Yes. Correct.
It's Garfield. I pulled it. Finally. I got it.
Yeah.
Garfield, and he doesn't have it because he was shot on the National Mall, and it's like in the middle of the mall.
Yeah, it was at the time a train station. He was headed up to New York. But now the National Park Service has two waysides. They opened mid-November, and they will be there until 2021. I don't know why they're temporary, but they're only there till 2021. But they're two, not plaques, but they're called waysides, those big things that have information that you read.
Right.
And all my friends, when we're walking around, get mad because I read them.
They're not quote unquote plaques, but they are plaques.
Informational
right.
things.
Kiosks.
Yes. Super interesting. So there are two of those, one about his life, one about the actual assassination. They're available to see. And so now my fact is no more.
Invalid. Your 263 episode is now invalid.
Yes. Because all of the assassinated presidents have a marker at the place.
All right. Time to go back and change all of those trivia questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I do have a bonus fact just as we wrap up because I know we're over time.
Way over time.
I know. But this is one quick last question.
Okay.
First guesses. So Garfield, in addition to being the only U.S. president to have his casket on full display in Cleveland, he was also the last U.S. president to be born in a log cabin. Who was the first U.S. president to be born in a log cabin? That is my question. Rapid fire. Don't need to think about it.
Washington.
Washington, no.
Jackson.
Jackson is correct.
Aye.
Yeah, well done, Nick. Well done.
I quit.
Michael's shaking his head pretty aggressively.
Jackson was the first one born in the United States, right?
Martin Van Buren was the first.
I'm sorry, not born. No, yeah.
Yes, Martin Van Buren was the first born a U.S. citizen.
Correct.
And he
Thank
was
you.
Following Jackson. So
right, okay.
Makes sense. You're in the right time frame.
Yeah.
So there's your bonus fact. Also, Cleveland's – or Grover – not Grover Cleveland. I'm sorry.
Garfield.
Garfield's casket in 2014. People stole spoons away from it, and there was a whole big spoon theft.
How many spoons does he have in his casket?
There were just on
now
his
Taft. Play. Taft would have spoons in his casket.
Yes.
They arrested a guy, and they found like a T-shirt, a couple cigarettes, and a bottle of Fireball whiskey outside the casket.
So he'd been planning it out.
I guess, yeah. Like Fireball and wanted to go steal some commemorative spoons.
All right.
I don't know. Went down that wormhole.
Yep.
Okay. This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either.
Bye.